It's time for the Chatham County Roundup, and on this edition of the Roundup, we're joined by Pittsboro Mayor Kyle Shipp. Kyle, how are things in Pittsboro?
Things are great. It's a beautiful day in Pittsboro.
Definitely glad to hear it. And speaking of beautiful days in Pittsboro, I kind of wanted to start our conversation today with something we've already talked about, but there's just a whole lot of parks news coming out of Pittsboro right now, like enough that we haven't really gotten to all of it any of the other times we've talked about it. So how much investment is there going into parks right now in Pittsboro, and what are some of the highlights with where that money's going to you?
Yeah, so this fiscal year, we've put close to $1 million into existing parks that have already been in town, and that's, you know, somewhere close to 10% of our budget. And so it's a really significant investment, particularly for a town of our size. And, you know, we're just trying to make sure that everything we have is well-maintained and then also improved, adding bathrooms to Mary Hayes Barber Holmes Park and adding new play structure out at Rock Ridge and really at McClenahan Street Park by Pittsboro Elementary School, just completely redoing it, redoing the basketball courts, the tennis courts, adding the baseball field there. We'll add bathrooms soon to that park. So, you know, we're really just trying to elevate all of the existing parks that we have.
Let's talk a little bit more about McClenahan Street Park, because that's, if folks don't know where that is, it's kind of like wedged in between Pittsboro Elementary School and the Chatham County Sheriff's Office. And it's kind of a neat little property, but it has been, I think it's fair to say, underutilized. I am having trouble imagining where the baseball field's going to go. How's that going to work?
Well, so let me clarify. The baseball field is already there across from Pittsboro Elementary School. And so we are, the county has that currently, and then we're going to take it on and make it a part of McClenahan Street Park. So that'll be part of the town park. But it is already there. We didn't, we're not wedging it into that park again.
It's just
be a micro baseball field.
That's right. Got a creek going through the middle of the outfield. It'll be fine.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense too, though, that those baseball facilities that are already there that are not part of the school but are right there by the school, it makes sense to loop those into McClenahan Street Park as well. And of course, we've got the skate park coming in there as well. So that's going to be a completely different recreation facility in the very near future, right?
Yeah, we're really excited about what's happening there. I actually have a meeting tomorrow with the construction company that's going to do the skate park to kind of figure out some more about that site. And then soon we also hope to add bathrooms and a shade structure there. And that's going to be near some new development as well. So, I mean, that is really going to be a signature park here in the future, where it was sort of a tennis court and some basketball courts previously.
Visiting with Pittsboro Mayor Kyle Shipp, talking about Pittsboro's parks investment. And I know that a lot of this stuff is kind of imminent with the money being invested right now. We've got some other kind of long-term things going on. I'm particularly thinking about, there's a large portion of land as part of the Chatham Park development that I think has been set aside as a fairly large park. And put you on the spot here. I don't know if there's anything new on that, but the last I'd heard on that was originally planning on making that kind of a large athletic complex, and then they decided the land wasn't quite right with that. And that was kind of where the story ended, as far as I know. Do you know any updates on that?
So I think you're talking about on Moncure Road.
Yes, I think that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got about 55 acres that Chatham Park gave the town on the Moncure Road. And that is actually, we had it out for bid. I think we've probably selected someone by now. I don't know who it is, but for design of that park to help us figure out what does fit there and what works best with all of our other parks, and to get to a cost for that, because we know it's going to be significant because it's such a large area. So that's something that is coming down the line. And then we are also working on the design of another park that's going to be up by the YMCA that they're currently building too. That'll be a town park next to there with some athletic fields. So trying to, you know, work on this master plan, really, of like, we've been making this big investment in our current parks, but then also our staff is really looking ahead to the next, you know, 10, 15 years, and what the what the park needs are and making sure that they're well distributed through new development.
Visiting with Pittsburgh Mayor Kyle Shipp, any other parks thoughts before we move on to other topics?
Downtown is really something we consider part of our parks. We've got the pocket park there. We've got the pop-up park. And so continuing to add things to the pop-up park, a play structure will go in soon. We'll have bathrooms there soon. And then also, you know, one of the things, part of that investment this year is adding a downtown maintenance worker. So we have someone that, specifically keeps up downtown and just continues to, you know, plant flowers and do some of those things we don't think about as much, but just really makes our downtown even better.
Also wanted to check in with you because I understand you recently were at the North Carolina Main Street Conference in Goldsboro, and I wondered if there are any updates from there you'd like to share.
Yeah, that was a great conference. I think you said there's about 800 people there in Goldsboro for the Main Street event. So really good to see and learn from that conference. And great news for Pittsboro, the SoCo project there on the Circle won Best Outdoor Space Improvement Award throughout the state. So that's really good recognition. And then really related to that and other projects, Hobbs Architects won a Main Street Champion Award. So good recognition for Pittsboro and particularly in the investment downtown that we've had recently.
Yeah, that's definitely great because I mean, this is a story that plays out in small towns all across the country where they're trying to keep that downtown area invigorated and vibrant. And there's a lot of local governments that do a lot of creative investment to make that happen. And sometimes you see really obvious payoffs and sometimes it's a longer kind of process to see how that plays out. But to get, immediate recognition through awards like this, to be like, hey, it looks like you're on the right track, that must feel pretty good as a community.
It does. We're really excited to have people that, want to invest in downtown and just continue to make sure that our downtown just stays great in what we're known for.
We're speaking with Pittsboro Mayor Kyle Shipp, and I'm about to turn it over to you for anything that you want to talk about, but I do see that we have some restaurant news in Pittsboro, and we always got to make sure to get that out there. Doherty's Irish Pub is now open, is that right?
Absolutely, in SoCo. So continuing on that theme, they opened on Saturday, I believe. So great to have them open. It always feels like it takes a long time to get particularly restaurants open. And so they're there. I've ate there, and it's a really great addition to Pittsboro.
And I know they've been doing some events before they were even open, kind of getting their footprint in the community and kind of putting some roots down initially.
Right. We had a big event at the patio there at SoCo with Havoc, and it was a fundraiser that they did for the Boys and Girls Club too. And they had Irish bands and Irish dancers and full patio, really great turnout, and that's something that we hope to repeat next year and make even larger for a St. Patrick's Day celebration.
We also got a release from the town saying that they're still looking for someone for the planning board, so I wonder if you could talk about what that's like a little bit and why it's important for the community.
Yeah, we actually just expanded the size of our planning board, and so that's what has created this vacancy. It's a new vacancy. And we've had a lot of interest. We've got another iteration of PBO 101, our Citizens Academy, going on right now, and that has really helped drive a lot of involvement in some of the advisory committees we have. So we also want to expand the planning board to get some more input. And as we grow and become a larger town, and so there's some additional opportunity for people that want to have input and give advice to us as a town.
Kyle, we got about a minute left. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I think we covered most of them. One thing that's probably not exciting to most people, but it is really important, is a town budget retreat. And so we call it a retreat. Really, we go to the Ag Center and talk about the budget, but that is next Friday, April 5th. And 10 o'clock at the Ag Center. So we're going to be going over all the priorities, and just like a lot of places, we don't have enough money to do all the things that we want to do, and so we'll have to make some decisions about that. But I'm really appreciative of the work that staff does to help make that process easier for us. As we start to get that budget finalized, headed into the end of the fiscal year here.
I have learned that budget season comes right after tree pollen season in North Carolina, so we're getting to be about that time, I guess.
We are absolutely in tree pollen season.
Yes, we are.
I can tell you that.
This is my third trip through it. I arrived right at the beginning of tree pollen season 2 years ago, and I'm not even remotely used to it. It's shocking, like almost on a daily basis.
It is amazing what the trees do.
Yes. Kyle, thanks as always for the time, and I look forward to our next visit.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.